The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin Be'ezer Hashem Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Klal Chav Dalid. Din im nimtza tos upsul b'sefer Torah. The halachis of a situation where a mistake, a discrepancy was found in a sefer Torah during Kriyas Torah. There's something missing, or inaccurate in the writing of the sefer Torah. Aleph. Im nimtza b'sefer Torah upsul machmas tos. If a problem, if a mistake was found in a Sefer Torah, which renders the Torah invalid, imutos gomer, if it's a clear, unequivocal mistake, ein kairen boy, utzrichen lahosi Sefer Torah acher. So the congregation would have to take out a second Sefer Torah, and the first Sefer Torah cannot be used any longer until it is fixed. Ezu tos gomer, what is considered a real mistake? Kigoin she yoser oichoser, if there is an extra word or an extra letter, oinischalef afilo oisachas, or even if there was a switch where one letter incorrectly replaced another, valyadeza mishtana kriya, provided that these extra letters or the wrong letters, the incorrect ones, changed the reading. That now that the Baal Kore is reading the Sefer Torah written incorrectly, his reading is different. The word sounds different. Tamay tumim taimim, instead of saimim in Parshas Toldos, behine saimim bevitna. If accidentally the sofer wrote added an aleph to the word saimim, and now the Sefer Torah has the word ta'imim, or migreshehen, and that was switched to migreshehem. So when the Baal Kore reads the mistake, the word sounds different. Va'afal pisha pirush hushave, even though they mean the same. In terms of the meaning, the translation, there's no difference between taimim and ta'imim. They both mean twins. Mikamakim kivan shakriya eina shava, because the reading sounds different. Havetos gomer, that is a complete mistake and renders the Sefer Torah invalid. Other examples offered by the Mishnah Berurah are keves instead of kesev. And if the beis and the sin of the word keves were switched, although the word does mean the same, a sheep is sometimes referred to as kesev and at times is called a keves. But in this instance, the kriya sounds different because of the mistake in writing. Or similar, salma, nachnu, anachnu. And these examples, the meaning is ultimately the same, but the reading sounds different, thereby rendering the Sefer Torah a pasul because of the toes gomer. The chain continues the kitzur. Likewise, imatoes hu be'inyan she'echaylim lekroisoi kemoisha hayatzarech likosev. If the mistake was made in a way where the word can be still read and can be sounded the way it would have been sounded had the mistake not been made. Ela shekosav beinyan shel mishtana hapirush al yedeze. However, the writing of the Sefer Torah changes the meaning of the word. So, you know, if you take the word at face value and the plain meaning of the written word, now that that mistake was made, the word changes. Although it could still be read to resemble the original word and to mean what the original correct word should have meant. Kigoin, for example, b'parshas Truma amo v'chetzi rochboi. It says in the pasuk that the Aron's width was an amah and a half. So it says rachbay with a vav in the masculine, referring to the Aron. In the Makom Rachba, if instead of writing Rachba with a Vav, Nimtza Kasuv Rachba Behe, the word found in the Sefer Torah was Rachba with a Hey, which simply meaning connotes the width of an item in the feminine, the Rachva, it's Rachav referring to something in the feminine. Although the word Reish Ches Beis Hey could still be read with a Cholam on the base, it could still be read Rachboi, and we do find at times that even a word that that ends with a Hey is still read with a Cholam at the end. Since as it is written, at first glance, we see Rachba with the Hey, which changes the meaning of the word. Havagamkin Toes Gomer. That would still be a complete Toes and would necessitate taking out a new Sefer Torah. Other examples mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah are in the Pasuk V'nimtza Domoi in Parshas Vayikra, which means the blood of the bird should be squeezed out. If instead of writing v'nimtza with the hay, the sofer wrote v'nimtza with an olive, which means it was found, the blood was found. So although if the reader says v'nimtza with an olive instead of v'nimtza with the hay, they obviously sounds the same. The listener could not detect from the reading of the Baal Koreh that the letter had been switched in the Sefer Torah. Or another example in the Pasuk Me'ein Yavami, the Yavam declined. It is written with a Yud in a Sefer Torah, Mem Aleph Yud Nun instead of Mem Aleph Nun, but the reading would sound the same. Still in all, being that the word as it is written incorrectly means at first glance something different than the correct word would mean had it been written correctly, that renders the Sefer Torah to be possible. Continues the Kitzur, so these are cases where the Sefer Torah is possible because of the Toes Gomer. Avalim ha-Toes hu be'inyan she'eino mishtana loy ha-kriyo v'loy ha-pirush. If the Toes is such that the reading sounds the same and the mistake doesn't change the meaning of the written word in the Sefer Torah. K'goin, b'mokim she'tzorech liyas avoysom b'vov achar abez, in a place where the word calls for a vav after the base, the word avoysom, their forefathers, and there should be a vav there. Nimtza b'loy vav, if the vav was omitted, oy behipuch, or the word avoysom was supposed to be missing the vav, and the sofer accidentally inserted that vav. V'chein, im b'makom shetzarech liyos molei yud shibushis, if there was supposed to be a yud in a yud used for usage, which is not part of the root of the word, kigoin avoseichem, your forefathers, and it called for a yud after the suf, nimtza chaser yud oy behipuch, or in the opposite case, v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh, anything like it, ein motzien sefer Torah acher. In that case, where there is an extra letter or a missing letter, but that does not change the meaning of the word in any way, we don't take out a second Sefer Torah. Lafi she'ein Sefer Torah shalonu meduyakim kol kach shenema sha'acha yiyah yoser kosher. We're not guaranteed that the other Sefer Torah is more accurate. Perhaps the other Sefer Torah has another mistake. If we see that the reading is going to be changed based on the mistake in the Sefer Torah, we have no choice but to attempt to try with another Sefer Torah. But in this case, where this is just an extra letter or missing letter, and it does not affect the meaning of the reading in any way, we don't attempt to take out a second Sefer Torah because we're not certain that we will gain anything with that. However, if a yud which is part of the sharish, part of the root of the word, is missing, kigoin malach hagar al tiri, in the pasuk malach hagar al tiri, do not fear hagar, and tiri is spelled tuf yud reish aleph yud, ksiv tiri below yud achar hatov, And instead of the Sofer Rotiri without that first Yud, without the Yud that was to follow the Tav, so even though the word still sounds like Tiri, do not fear, and when one sees the word Tav Reish Aleph Yud, he still understands that to mean fear. Or Al Tira Avram, the word Al Tira Avram, Tav Yud Reish Aleph Ksiv Tira without a Yud, was written in the Sefer Torah, Tav Reish Aleph without that Yud. So although the reading sounds the same, and the word obviously must mean what it would have meant with the Yud, in that case, since the Yud is part of the root, the Yore, which is the Shirish for Tiri and Tira, being that one of the root letters is missing, a new Sefer Torah would have to be used. Continues the Mishnah Brura, in adding to this halacha of the Kitzer, that at times we find letters in a Sefer Torah which are written in larger print than the rest of the letters of the Sefer Torah. So we have letters that are larger or smaller than the others. If that was not done properly in a Sefer Torah, that does not pass the Sefer Torah. Likewise, we have a few instances in the Chumash where there are dots written above certain letters in a Sefer Torah. If those dots were not there, nevertheless, that does not render the Sefer Torah puzzle. It's not a Tos Gomer, and we would not take out a second Sefer Torah. Ois Beis in the Kitzer. Nimtza Teva Achas Chaluka Chedniris Kishtayim. If one word was split to the extent that it appears to be two words, to a Mishnah Brura adds to a child who's of average intelligence, and he sees this word to be, to him it appears to be two words. Or that this child sees two words and to him it appears as one because they're so close together. Or there's an extra word in the Sefer Torah. Bein shehi teva zara she'ein kan mekoyim aklal. Whether it's a teva which absolutely does not belong here, or it's a word which belongs in this parsha, which is supposed to be here, but that word was repeated incorrectly. If there was a mistake in the gap, in the break between the parshias of a Sefer Torah, kigon psucha, b'makam stuma, in a place where there was supposed to be a break of a space of only four letters, a blank space which has room for four letters, was actually extended to the end of the line, which is the break that we have for a parasha psucha. So if the break of a psucha was done instead of that required for a stuma, oy stuma b'makam psucha, or the sofer left a space of only four letters worth instead of leaving a space until the end of the line, or he made a break where there was not supposed to be a break altogether, or there should have been a break and there is no break whatsoever. In these cases where the words are written incorrectly, or the parshiyos were broken up incorrectly, kol elu psulim gemurim utzrichim lahitzi sefer Torah acher. These render the sefer Torah completely pasul, and a new one ought to be taken out. Ois gimel, nimtza shenidvak ois lois. If it was found that two letters are connected in the sefer Torah, there's not a full space between letters. Im nireh shenidvak la'achar haksiva. If it seems that when the letters were originally written, they were separated, and they only became connected after they were fully written, after the letter was completed bekashrus properly, only then did it become connected to the neighboring letter. kosher, kosher l'nishtana tzuras ha'osiyos. It would be kosher as long as one could make out, or the aforementioned child could still make out the basic shape of the letter, although it is connected. There's a string or some strip that connects it to the neighboring letter, but if the basic form of the letter is legible, then the letter would, the Sefer Torah would remain kosher. The Mishnah Berurah points out that lechatchil of this Sefer Torah should not be used as long as the connecting line has not been removed. But if they did take out the Sefer Torah, then if it is during a weekday laning when the line could be scratched off while the tzibur waits, if just for a brief moment, we pause and wait for someone to scratch off the that connection. If there is no one who could do it, or if it's on Shabbos when one is not permitted to do it, then one could continue reading from the Sefer Torah, being that, after all, the basic form of the letter is legible, and the connection was made only after the letter was written 100% properly. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if the connection between the letters is along the entire length of the particular letter, then that would also passel the Sefer Torah. Continues the Kitzur, Avalim Niresh Nidvaken B'Shas Ksiva. If it appears that this bridge between the letters was made accidentally while the letters were written originally, so that the letters were not fully written before this psul took place, Azay Yeshchuk, then it depends. She'im Nidvaken Koidim Shenigmar Ha'ois. If the connection happened before the letter was completed, kigoy nun pshuta, if it's an end of nun, shenidvika be'emtzayis, in middle of the long leg of that end of nun, the nun became attached to a regel tuf v'chadoyme, there was a tuf next to it, and the bottom left part of the tuf became attached to the long leg of the nun before the leg was fully completed, pasul. Then the Sefer Torah would be pasul. Ela shebechoil yechaylim ligroit shom lafridam. In that case, and during the week, we could scratch off that connection. If the connection happened after the letter was completed, as we said earlier, as long as the ois is the tzuras ois here, is the form, the basic shape of the letter is there, there's no need to take out a Sefer Torah. So the Kitzur tells us that if the dibuk, if the attachment happened before the letter was completed, the Sefer Torah is possible. The Kitzur does not differentiate between a case of Nishtana Tzura Soisios or Nishtana Tzura Soisios. Either way, one would have to take out a Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that B'Shas Adchak, Mishnah Berurah seems to disagree, and that B'Shas Adchak, if there is no other Sefer Torah and the Tzura Soisios was not Nishtana, the basic form is still visible, although the attachment, the connection, apparently happened before the ice had originally been completed, in that case one could still be makel and not have to take out a Sefer Torah if there is not another Sefer Torah readily available. Continues the Kitzur in Ois Dalit. Nimtza Ois Shehivsit Tzurasai. If there's a letter that's misshaped, Bein Shehoya Ken Mitchila Saksiva, whether it was this way originally, bein shenasa achakach al yedei nekev, or if the letter was completed properly and then a hole was punctured through that letter, puzzle. Being that the letter has lost its shape, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. Avalim nimtza nekev, toich ois, ay michutz la ois, if the actual writing, the black part of the letter, the ink itself was not punctured, but the letter, the hole is found near the letter, right outside the writing or inside the letter, as in inside a mem or a samach, the ha'ois batzurase, and the actual writing of the letter is intact, elo she'eni mukav gvil, but it's not surrounded by parchment, it's not surrounded by a blank space, which is required. Every letter has to have some gvil, some parchment around it. And here, because of the hole, there is a spot where the letter, the writing, is not surrounded by parchment. V'nikar shehanekev nasal achar ksiva, and it is evident that the hole was punctured only after the letter was originally written. Kosher kivan the b'shas ksiva yomuk of gvil. In that case, the Sefer Torah remains kosher because at the time of writing, there was a margin, there was a empty parchment around the letter. Mishnah Berurah points out that if it's one is unclear when the nekev happened, if we don't know when the hole was punctured, one can assume that it happened after the ksiva, because most probably the sofer would have noticed it when he originally wrote the letter. Unless it's a tiny hole, then we have to suspect that the sofer may have missed it. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the consensus of the poskim is to be more makel than the kitzer, and they paskin that b'shas hadchag, if the space that's not there, meaning if the hole is punctured in middle of the letter and it's only toicha ois in middle of the letters, as in a mem or a samach, that the letter is not mukav gvil, then if the letter was completed in this way, even without a parchment in the middle, but the Eved, it's kosher, and it does not have to be fixed. And even l'chatchila, if there's no one who could fix the letter and arrange for it to be mukav gvil, the sofer could actually write a letter that way, even though there's no gvil inside. Even in a situation where the letter was written properly and the nekev took place only afterwards, which we said the kitzer told us that's kosher. However, Mishnah Berurah writes that if there's someone who could thin out the writing and thereby create a space around the letter, if they erase part of the letter, smudge part of the ink, and turn that into the required space, then that should be done l'chadchila. Continues the kitzer, im kovtza hadyoy me'eza ois, if the ink was erased, was rubbed off one of the a particular letter, the inish shachar karoi, and it's not black the way it should be, possible. The Sefer Torah is possible. Mishnah Berurah writes that if you have a letter, the ink of which is lighter than it should be, as long as a child who's of average intelligence could read the full letter, then that's Sefer Torah's kosher even l'chadchila. If there is no trace of black, it's red, then there's a machlokas achroinim, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that one does not have to remove another Sefer Torah from the Aron and use a different Sefer Torah, but l'chadchila, the Sefer Torah that has no trace of black should not be used. Continues the kitzur in ois hay. Im yei safek be'eza ois, shema in tzurasa aleha. If we're not sure about a particular letter, whether this letter has retained its original form, whether this letter can be read as it's supposed to be. Marin latino ksheini lechachom latibish. We would have to show it to a child who's of average intelligence. Hanu she'ein meivin asa inyin, avo yedeya u meivin asa oisi ois. He doesn't understand the context. He's not familiar with the parsha, with the topic being discussed at this point in the Sefer Torah, but he does know how to identify letters. Im kairei karo ksher, if he could identify that letter, then the Sefer Torah is kosher. Ve'im lav psula. And if he can't make out the letter, then that tells us this, that this letter has lost its shape completely, and the Sefer Torah is possible. If there is a dispute between two children of this age as to whether or not one child identifies the letter and one does not, we would follow the majority opinion. The determination of a based on a child is applicable only when we're unsure as to whether the letter has retained its original form. Because then the child is just helping us settle our dilemma. But if we clearly notice that the letter is written improperly, the parts of the aleph that are that resemble a yud above and below the diagonal line, which is in the center of the aleph, or yudei ha'ayin, or the yudin, the two yuds that come on top of an ayin, the hashin, the ragle atav chadayme. If there's a part of the letter that's clearly missing, pasul, then the Sefer Torah would be pasul. Afal pishatina kariyase. Even though the tina could make out what that letter should have been and what that letter originally was, kivon sheinenu royo sheino is ketikure, because we clearly see that the letter is not the way it should be. Kshemarin latinoik. When the tinaik is shown the letter in question, we do not have to cover the letters following the letter in question to prevent the tinaik from construing what the letter is from the context. That would be unnecessary, because the letters following the letter in question would not help the tinaik of this type to figure out what that letter in question is about. Aval ha'oishiyah shalafanav, but the letters preceding the letter in question, ne'agim l'chaseis. It is customary to cover up those letters when showing the letter in question to a tinoik. Mishnah Berurah points out that the letters of the word itself, meaning the letters of the word of which the letter in question is part of, If it's the letters of that same word, those don't have to be covered. It's only the words preceding the word of the letter in question. The nifsak is a ois benekef. If there's a hole in the middle of a letter, the nishar miktsosoi gam min hanekev ulamata, and part of the letter remains after the hole, but the middle of the letter is missing because of this hole. We're not sure whether there's enough of a shear in this letter until that nekev. In other words, whether the letter has the minimum form until the nekev, and we want a tinoik to render his opinion. In that case, when we show the letter to a child, we need to cover the part of the letter that's below the nekev, below the hole, because the tinoik will connect the dots. He will incorporate the bottom part of the letter and make out what the letter is based on that. And that's not valid. We want to know if the tinoik can make out what's above the hole alone. And we can't be mitzayif that, being that there's a hole in the middle of the letter, in the middle of the ink, we can't combine the part that's above the hole to the part that's below it. If there's ink that was rubbed off a part of the letter, but there's still some faint trace of ink, we need to cover that trace, so that the tinek shouldn't incorporate it and look at it as being part of the letter and make out the letter that way. That part, the smudged part, would have to be covered, and the tinek would have to look at the part that has the dark ink and look at that alone and see if that appears to him to be a letter.